With its headquarters here in Kumasi, the authority will operate like Cuckoo Board and put in places and programs to guide research, production, pricing, and marketing of the six tree crops. Currently, cocoa is by far the major export commodity of the country, earning us an annual income of some $2,500,000 United States dollars. But with the economic potential of the six selected tree crops properly harnessed, Ghana could soon increase exponentially its agricultural export earnings. To help realize this vision, the implementation modalities of PERD entail the production of seedlings by district assemblies for distribution to farmers and interested persons, particularly the youth. Thus far, a total of 220,227 farmers have enrolled onto the program, whilst 235,850 hectares of land have been cultivated with appropriately 30 million seedlings of the various crops produced. At full implementation, the PERD program will link agriculture to industry through the provision of a solid raw material base for industrialization, develop our rural economies, and assist in the structural transformation of the national economy. All these will propel growth, create employment, particularly for the youth, and the creation of wealth. The authority will provide legal backing for the critical activities of development and regulation of the tree crop sector, address issues to do with absence of regulation, poor and unreliable price mechanism, weak extension services, inadequate credit support, and ineffective public sector assistance. As indicated by that outstanding, knowledgeable Minister for Food and Agriculture, the Honorable Dr. Usuefie Akutu, the authority is governed by a 29-member board, of which 24 are nominated by the private sector. Indeed, the National Value Chain Association nominated members through a process that ensures transparency and commitment of all value chain actors. The board is chaired by a successful, seasoned, respected banker, Mr. Stephen Sechabankwa, who has deep experience of commodity development and financing and has a very proactive management team consisting of Chief Executive William Kwetu, who was very instrumental in the passage of the law, with two deputies who possess considerable experience in the agricultural sector, Yao Ose Oteng, in charge of finance and administration, and Foster Boateng, in charge of operations. The establishment of the authority and the composition of its board of directors have all gone through the relevant constitutional and statutory processes for their lawful activity. The first members of the Board of Directors of the Tree Crops Development Authority are 1. Chairperson, Mr. Sechre Abankwa; 2. Chief Executive, Mr. William Kwetu; the representative of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Mr. Yao Edu Ampoma; representative of the Ministry of Trade and Industry, the Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Robert Ahumkan Lindsay; representative of the Ministry of Finance, Chief Director Patrick Nomu. The all value chain, the four directors nominated are Mr. Isaac Ampofo, Mr. Paul Amenin, Mr. Samuel Avala Awonia, and Mr. Maxwell Ni Komi. The mango value chain's four directors are Mrs. Vida Korang, Mr. George Awun, Mr. Anthony Botre, and Mr. Davis Na Kobo. The share value chain are represented by Madam Dora Habosute Towise, Mrs. Valerie Obazi, Madam Ophelia Nubabari, and Kwame Ejiakun Buaite Wiafe. The coconut value chain are represented by Mr. Patrick Arilu Indabia, Mr. Kwaku Boateng, Mr. James Andy Kujonunu, and Mr. Saka Ahmed Shuaib. The cashew value chain is represented by Mr. Alexander Joseph Bonsu, Chief Adam Tampuri, Mr. Ed Malvin Ni Ayibunte Smith, and Mr. Alex Owusu Ejay. The rubber value chain has Mr. Isaac Castro Bosomtre, Mr. Emmanuel Akwesi Owusu, Mr. James Owusu Crying, and Mr. Simon Tete. I want to assure you of the systematic efforts being made to secure funding for the upgrading of the relevant research institutions to assist in the effective development of the sector. And those efforts, I'm confident, will bear fruit very soon. I'm equally confident that in the fullness of time, government's approach will be wholly vindicated when all these initiatives are vigorously implemented, which I am sure they will be. The overarching vision of a Ghana Beyond Aid is neither rhetoric nor gimmickry. We're determined through action to achieve this vision, and today's program is a clear indication of our total commitment. With God on our side, we shall surely succeed. To conclude, Nana Chairperson, Senior Minister, Ministers of State, ladies and gentlemen, the inauguration of the Tree Crops Development Authority is an important milestone worth celebrating. And therefore, I invite all of you stakeholders to embrace fully the authority in order to reap the expected benefits. Accordingly, I have the great pleasure to declare the Tree Crops Development Authority duly constituted. May God bless the Tree Crops Development Authority, Asantemang, and us all. And may God bless our homeland, Ghana, and make her great and strong. I thank you for your attention.